drained down there.
That's exactly what he's looking for.
Uh-huh.
Somebody, he said, untainted.
Well, that's right.
No, you won't go into that.
What did you want to what?
Psalm 29, about.
One thing, have you asked me candle? I was thinking, it came to me one time.
Something about different kinds of light, and that might be in this particular group that we're talking
about. Would naturally say camel and hamel.
Yeah.
But one time, my daughter corrected me and said, you must say candle. So I consciously say candle now.
Do you know, I catch myself making, what is it, the retroflex R at times, because I've been corrected from saying so much.
No, what's the other one?
R.
Oh.
I find myself doing that.
And
I got to watch that tomorrow. You know, I won't sound like a Yankee tomorrow. Lord have mercy. He would be, feel like saying, well, listen, lady, I'm not going to be bothered with you. But don't you hate yourself? Dr. Well, Peter says that we really should be careful not to change our speech.
Mm-hmm.
He says, this is your claim to fame.
Well, I guess so. But
don't
you're
you hate
good,
this Southern Bell type business about you, the innocent? Oh, I'd say I'm just not that tight, you know. And I just didn't feel...
Well, one time, I think it was in the Saturday Review, I read that a Southern person, we're talking about women, could tell you no and make... And
say it so nice.
You'd be so sorry, so regretful that she had to say no. When did you do this over?
Oh, this is... No, she said this is neat. This is my, as I came back from down here last time, Daddy.
Oh, my goodness. All of that.
It'd be so much easier.
Yeah, sure.
I was the one that had the idea. And he said, well, I can do that machine thing. It would just be so much simpler. And then you could just turn it.
Now, you want 29 at the top in the parentheses, vegetables and fruits?
Yes. That's right. In fact, let's overlap a little bit and start sort of on 28, because in that way I'll be sure.
Okay.
It was part
28.
Of
Jane, I know you think I'm an idiot for doing that. So, all right.
I don't know
what
why that happened.
We'll just call that one thing. Okay, let's see. Orange, lime, grapefruit. That might be a tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
A corn.
And that might be a...
A navel orange.
Mm-hmm. Or a, what's what might be?
Lemon. A corn. Tomatoes. A cabbage?
I think so now. Let's see.
That's a bean and a butter bean. A spinach, I suppose. Collards?
Yeah, what are
you talking
about?
Any kind
of leafy things you could think of.
Greens and a potato and a cantaloupe and a radish.
And you're supposed to say the difference now, potato versus if you were having potatoes.
That's an Irish potato.
That's what we would always say.
Yes,
not Idaho.
No,
you wouldn't just say.
No, that's an Irish potato.
What have they done to these beans?
They shell them. And somebody told me they put peas through the wringer.
Oh, I never heard of that.
I never have.
Is that with a shell machine?
No, this is a regular wringer of an old-fashioned washing machine and an electric wringer, and you can put the peas.
Well, now, we did that down at Georgia Boy. It was just exactly like one. You take it and you stick it in. You stick your thing in, and it shells your peas.
Well,
what is Georgia Boy?
It was really Georgia Boy Produce. It's the vegetable place down here.
Well,
and one day when we were down there, he'll deny he owns this thing because he don't want anybody using it, but somehow Candy and I were down there, and Lee may have been with us. He knows Lee. She may have been with us, and that may have, you know,
helped.
But anyway, we bought a bushel of ladyfinger peas. And Candy wanted to do them then because she had to take them back to Florida with her. And so he let her use it and took about a half an hour.
Of course,
and she just sat there and stuck. I think she did.
Candy's one of those kind of people.
And she just stuck them in there. And the pea drops to the bottom. It comes back.
It
this
doesn't
way.
Ever catch the pea and run it through.
It hits the very. You have to turn it a certain way so that the rim part is down, and you stick it in there. And as it squeezes, it pushes the pea back this way.